If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Talking about Christian Campbell taking some ground balls and some drills at first base. Yes, post Tristan Casas, we've had a lot of discussion about who might step up and fill that void. A lot of Devers talk. Well, we've seen nothing to indicate it will be Devers, but we now have seen something with our own eyes on the monitors here at Fenway and on social media, if you looked for it, of Christian Campbell. And a tie into that is Marcelo Meyer playing some second base in Worcester, which just in case you didn't get the step-by-step logic there, the Red Sox second baseman is Christian Campbell. If he moves to first, there could be an opening at second base for Marcelo Meyer, who as recently as 2 weeks ago was like the minor league player of the week or was high.
He's really good.
It's just in.
And also wants to be in Boston, has said that from day one this season with Jones and Keefe out at Polar Park in Worcester, said, yeah, I feel like I should be in Boston. I should be there. And I would also add just another little nut of conjunction there is Christian Campbell hasn't been great at the plate lately. That hot start, rookie of the month for April. I don't know exactly what you attribute that to. Is that just the second time around the league and a book starting to get out on him kind of thing?
Sorry, need microphones for radio. I think it's the move up to the cleanup spot. For some reason, every member of the Red Sox that hits in that spot has a team worst OPS.
Here's an idea for that then.
Okay.
Just tell them you're batting fifth. You know those hotels that don't have a 13th floor and it just goes from 11?
Yeah.
I mean, 12 to 14. Yeah. Just don't tell him he's batting fourth or cleanup or there's any extra pressure. Because I do think some guys think, oh, if I bat fourth, I got to be like the big swinging you-know-what bat in the lineup. And
well, like, there's something to that.
No, you were fine when you were – if you hit the way you were hitting down at 6-7 to start the year and moved your way up, just keep doing that.
Got a 114 batting average in 8 games as the cleanup hitter versus a 378 average hitting 7th.
So Fitzy,
I know that's a couple different spots.
But Fitzy, do we like this? Is this – with Campbell in a slump and then to add for a rookie – the fact, okay, we're going to ask you to add a third major league position because he's played second base and outfield this year. At a third major league position, is that fair? Is that a little too much to ask too fast? Or is he just teaching maybe Devers a lesson in whether it's hard or not, this is what's in the best interest of the baseball team, so I'm a team player, I'll do it.
I don't think he would use a rookie and a rookie that has recently struggled who's been bounced around the defensive formation to try to prove a point with Devers. I think they're legitimately trying to see if this is a position that Campbell can stick at in the future because they weren't very happy with the defense or just the general everything of Tristan Casas before. This seemed obvious to our friends on the Midday Show. It was obvious to us for the longest time. He's a big body. It's a little easier to play defensively as well. And if he finally has a position that he can stay at, wherever he hits in the lineup, this should bring some calm to the rookie season, at least defensively speaking, for Christian Campbell. Now, hopefully that translates back over to the plate so he can calm down wherever they decide to put him and get back to the way that he was absolutely mashing the first month of the season. And then the carryover effect to bring up Marcelo Meyer. I know he is not ripping the cover off the ball lately, batting 275, got 8 long Johnsons, 40 ribeyes, 827 OPS right now. Considering how poorly Trevor Story has been hitting his last 19 games, you need every infusion of calm, stability, and possibly offense that you can get. So this is just win, win, win. win straight across the board.
So obviously with breaking news and availability before the game, Alex Cora was asked about Christian Campbell and some action at first base. Here's what he had to say.
Looking for options. Obviously, we're getting Romy probably at the end of the week, early next week. But, you know, just introducing to first base and see how it looks. That's where we're at.
Yeah, I know it's first workout, but I'll leave it with
this. First workout, yeah. It's like KC, first base. This KC, and now we go.
AC first, but not, meet each other, get to know each other.
AC loves him some Romy.
He does seem loves to inject Romy Gonzalez first. Every answer, whether you ask about Devers or Christian Campbell, whoever. But and don't forget Romy. Don't forget Romy. Be back soon.
That is clearly his first option at first base. And I'll just my two cents on the Campbell going to first is, you know, it's they got him under they signed him a contract. He's theirs, like so they can kind of do what they want with him. I think if you kind of start moving him around before you sign him to a long-term deal, he might be, well, why do you want to do it? But they got control of him. And I don't know. I feel like I'm okay with it to this point. I just, he's not hitting good at the position he's been playing for a while. So why not try something different?
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite of Devers. You don't want to, he's hot. You don't want to screw it up. This guy's not hot. So why not just keep screwing with him?
One thing real quick, Dan, is it also, if it opens up a slot for Marcelo Meyer to come up, this team needs a jolt, I think, Dan.
It just, to me, it has the highest ceiling of any move that you can make.
Yes.
I'm in the belief that I think Rafael Devers can only get to a certain level as a defensive first baseman. And I'm not trying to just replace what Tristan Casas was doing. I'm trying to improve it. And it seems like they're looking at a long-term solution, Fitzy. So I feel like when you put all of the pieces together of this move, it has a higher ceiling than a Story or a Devers or whatever else we discussed.
Now, I know we'll talk to Lou Maloney in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Fired up for a chat from Lou. Nobody's got the better inside information and perspective, but I believe he told us in his most recent visit to the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, Andy, that when they call up either Meyer or Anthony, that's it.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be an up and down. That's why they've had the Sobels and the Sogards and the Gonzalez's come up and down and up and down, yep, and pull a Merlone between AAA and the majors. Like, when Marcelo Meyer gets called up, he is a Red Sox until further notice, and that's that. So this is what we've been asking them to do. Start the future now. This is a future looking forward move. And guys, what are they, 22 and 23? We're almost now a third of the way into the season, and they are still a murderously inconsistent 500 team. Let me ask you this, guys. How does this possibly take away from the potential of this team? How is this a detraction? How is this a minus or an L for a squad that can't get out of its own way?
Well, I don't know if it's a negative, but you've now played the card. If you bring up Meyer and you keep losing and looks like a young player who's maybe not quite ready or the moment gets him for a little while, it happens to even great players, right?
Oh, yeah.
If that happens, then it's like, now what do we do?
That's
your card.
That's why they're hesitant to make moves like that.
But we are getting to the point where Craig Breslow told the Greg Hill Show a few weeks ago, a third of the way through the season is a fair time to start saying,
yeah,
we got to make some changes. This is who we are. This is what we're doing. And what they are doing right now ain't working. And now they're falling down the standings. It was one thing when it was always, they're two games back. Mm-hmm. We're four games back and we're tied with the Blue Jays. We might be in third place soon, not in second place. So
slipping away.
Starting to be a little bit more pressure. 617-779-7937. Let's go to your phone calls. We've seen you lining up. Let's go to Mike in Framingham. What are your thoughts on this first base situation, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I think this move is perfect. I mean, you can leave Devers at DH. You're not going to upset his delicate sensibilities. Marcelo Meyer, this kid is ready, man. This kid, the moment's not going to be too big for him. The kid has a perfect head on his shoulders. And this is good for Christian Campbell, too. He's willing to play anywhere, and he just wants to play. And he's a big body kid, big athletic kid. He could feel the ground balls. I mean, I like this move better than moving Devers to first base.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike.
And that's there you go. Mike from Framingham is basically, if the Red Sox got to be thinking, you know what? What do we get? We need to give the fans something.
Mm-hmm.
Be excited. That seeing Marcelo Meyer come up would be exciting to the fans. Right now, it's kind of people are like, okay, I was really excited about this team to start, and you know, I just think it would go a long way to get people reengaged.
Yeah, the only downside to Marcelo Meyer has been his health. He hasn't finished, I don't believe, a single season healthy. He had the back issue.
He's the Porzingis of the Red Sox.
Yeah, and that would be the other thing. The other negative to this would be, say he does get up here and has a nice 10 games, 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, he was a late scratch because his back's bothering him, or then he misses a few more games because his back is, but they're reaching the point where you got to play some card. You can't just sit there and just let the season kind of peter away. So,
and that's a big card. It's not like a little tweak. It's a massive kind of shift.
And then my only question would be, if Marcelo Meyer comes up and becomes your everyday second baseman and then he gets hurt, misses some time, does Campbell go back to second base? Who plays second base? You can figure that out down the road.
Romy, of course.
Romy could fix it. So you'd start to have those questions. But let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kyle in Fall River. You've been waiting a little while to talk about Devers. Oh, and I'm excited. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm out last night at dinner, and I look over. I see Alex Cora. He's sitting there. He's looking at his phone up and down. He looks nervous. In walks in Rafi Devers. Alex Cora and Rafi Devers having dinner last night at Mastro's Seaport. I tweeted about it this morning, got some good interactions with it. Really curious and interesting scenario now because of the Campbell move at first. I wonder if that meeting was about Alex assaging Devers' concerns about moving to first, or whether he was still trying to convince him. He was making fungo-bad gestures, hand gestures, like he was patting the glove, Cora was. Rafi was just eating, and, he's eating.
Was he eating the flaming the pizza? The pizza, the famous pizza there?
I don't think he stopped eating. He had a dip in. He was eating the whole time, drinking red wine.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought something might come of it, but it looks like that might have been the meeting. But yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Kyle.
One of my favorite spots, actually, in a Seaport.
Oh, really?
Never been.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a CNBC little crowd.
So I wouldn't fit in.
Do
they have Miller Lite on draft?
Can you wear a JB jersey there, Ted?
No, it's not that kind of place.
I don't think I fit in. Buffalo wings and beer? Nope. I'm not fitting in. Wait, people eat with a dip in their mouth?
That is
disgusting.
Freaking awesome to me.
That's what the pros do.
Well, it could be a zin, Ted. It might be like just something to turbocharge.
Why do I just think that is just, I have so much respect for him. Like Sam Gash used to practice with a dip in, which I just thought was, you're an animal, Sam. Like, you and I are just banging heads, and you got a big old dip and a cash register dip going, and then it'd be more impressive with if he guts it, if he just right down.
People do that too.
Oh, the hard, like hardcore guys do that.
I only did
the badass.
I did dip once in my life, and I
once
had a steak and cheese from D'Angelo's, and then the steak and cheese came right back up. And I would never.
You see the scene in Sandlot where they all do dips,
yes.
Redman, and then they get on the carnival ride.
Awful! I can't believe people eat with that or swallow it. Ugh. Anyway, let's.
Rafi's kind of a bad. His Q rating went up in my eyes right there.
Oh, you like him better?
What's that new sport in there, Hart?
This is a new City Connect jersey that just got delivered in Fenway Green. You might have heard about it. Pretty sweet jersey with yellow numbers for Pesky Pole. I don't fill it out quite the
I'm
same
tell
way
you,
Ted
straight,
does,
straight
but
up, that is
it's sweet.
That is HAWT. That's hot.
I've never felt like such a homer though. I now have a City Connect Red Sox jersey on top of a Jaylen Brown Celtics jersey.
That is really homerish there.
I think I need the horn at some point, Stiz, because I'm really kind of throw up.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's
such
a homer.
I need to completely rethink yesterday's show. I think the Patriots are going to win 14
games.
I think 14-3 playoffs. Drake May's going to the Pro Bowl, all pro, the whole thing. I might
play the welcome back Cotter theme, Stiz. Andy, welcome back.
If I'm, if you're, what do they say? If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Yeah, I'm going to be a grizzly Homer bear, and I got my red side. That's a good looking jersey.
It feels good. I like it.
Turn around a little bit. Give me the whole model, because you got the model. Oh, nice. You got the B on the side. That's a good looking jersey.
Those are awesome.
Teddy wasn't loving him before he got his hands on one.
It's different now. Different now.
It pairs with a flowery shirt very well.
And I would also urge you to go to MLB Shop, RedSox.com, their shop. There's also the other stuff that goes with it. They have a sweet Ted. I could see you in this sleeveless hoodie in the Fenway Green City.
Big fan of sleeveless hoodies.
Well, they got that for you there. I think you'd enjoy that. They also got some sweet shorts. If anybody's listening, you know, my birthday's coming up later in the month. Wow. I got some nice shorts you want to buy. Hey, sure, buddy. Saying. My wife, peddling, kids, anybody. No, I'm just saying the family, if they might be listening. So these are good-looking jerseys, though. These are going to be hot sellers.
Reaction online, by the way, is pretty much universal. Like, everybody likes these.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't, because I think the yellow City Connects people didn't get when it was like, yellow, they're the Red Sox, the blue. And then you convince them that it's the marathon, it's symbolic of the city and all that tie-in. This is just obvious. This looks like Fenway.
The font is the same font
as the Green Monster.
The Green Monster.
So you got that tie-in, you got the yellow for the Pesky and Fisk poles. These were sort of reverse.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Engineered. They went in with a theme and a theory and like worked from Fenway. And when you look at them, they look like Fenway. What is Fenway known for? Green.
Regrets that my dad didn't and mom didn't meet 20 years before they did is that I didn't get to play during the uniform kind of research. All these new uniforms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to play with those, which I feel.
I never had a chance to ask you. You wore the two different uniforms of the 90s and 2000s. That's, which did you prefer?
It's not going to be popular. I was more of a fan of the 2000s. I didn't like the
you didn't
90,
like the
90s ones.
Big patches on the big Elvis flying.
That was that one I liked. Like the soccer striped one where a lot of people liked that one.
Yep.
I wasn't as big of a fan of that one.
But you're right. You were a little early for sort of the blow up of alternate jerseys.
Not even close. And it's not even a question. My favorite was the throwbacks. Give me the red.
Well, everybody's. It seems like everybody loves those. I've never known why they didn't go to at least a red alternate or something with more regularity with the red, because everybody, fans love them, coaches love them, players love them.
Red power, just can't lose.
Like Tiger on Sunday, right? Close it out. Red's a victory color. Red's for winners. These jerseys are nice.
Thank you.
So you'll see you'll see these tonight. I think you'll see them a couple times over Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd and the 25th. And as I said, if you want to get yourself one, they are available online now or at the pro shops here at Fenway Park. But back to the news at hand. Christian Campbell might be wearing one of these at some point soon. How long do you think is fair? Because this was in the Boston Globe today. There was a story about first base. It was more Devers' side of things. How long would it take him? Is it 2 days, 2 weeks, a month? How long is fair to say Christian Campbell? Because Alex just said, Christian, first base, this is Christian. Yeah. Nice to meet each other. How long before you go from that to penciling in, batting fourth, playing first base, Christian Campbell, rookie?
Probably a better question to ask Mr. Lou Morlone, who's sitting over there. But I mean, if I had to guess, I don't know, a week?
I think more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way he's scuffling and the way I've already kind of jerked around sounds strong, but I've moved him around a little bit. I've counted on him a lot. I just make sure he's comfortable. Get him some really good workout days in there. I would say 2 weeks is fair. Okay. So where are we at? The 16th, like just after Memorial Day, somewhere in there. He's been taking a lot of ground balls. Now, I do think he's a great athlete. I think he's a great athlete. He has the athleticism to do it. But I don't think you want to – because you don't want it to go poorly, right?
I want to get Ron Washington on the line and see what role Ron thinks of him moving to first base.
Yeah.
He's in the movie, he's the famous for saying,
yep.
Moving to first is extremely hard.
Yeah. Not as many people believe that, and I know Lou doesn't necessarily believe as others. And I will say the other little layer here, this is a long-term layer. Forget about it. But we already talked about this contract being potentially a bad deal for him long term, because it could top out at like $100 million, but is much less, at like $64 million. If he's a first baseman who's hitting well, like, I feel like that's even a more valuable position. Like, you compare it, for example, to Vlad, another first baseman in the division who just signed a $500 million contract.
Who happened to come from third base as well, which I know is an example you love.
And Christian Campbell could be playing first base for the Boston Red Sox for the next 8 to 10 years for a total of like $70 million. Like, I know you bet, you know, you wanted to get that money in the bank, and good for you. That's stability and all that. But that contract could look even more team friendly if he's your everyday first baseman moving forward.
He's got to start hitting and being, you know.
Okay, he was hitting not that long ago.
I'm just saying.
We gave him a plaque a month ago for Rookie of the Month.
Right now, it's looking like he got the better end of the deal. Now it is.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.